Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I want to start a message entitled, God is Not Mocked. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7, the Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Then verse 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Some of the surrounding context deals with bearing one another's burdens, giving, and doing good to men. Verse number 6, the verse before the text verse, verse number 6 states this, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. This epistle was written to churches that had moved away from Christ and the gospel of Christ unto another gospel, which of course is not another, for there is no other true gospel. Could it be that the Galatian churches were financially supporting a heretic that was teaching false doctrine, and in particular, a false gospel? We certainly need to be careful about where we sow. Verse number 7, consider this, what we sow. Verse number 8, where we sow. And verse number 9, when shall we reap? We shall reap in due season if we faint not. God is the one that sets the seasons. God has set our yearly earthly seasons. He has set the seasons for summer and winter, springtime and fall. God has set the seasons for sowing and reaping. God has written into the constitution of the universe this principle of sowing and reaping, and God is not mocked. God has given his immutable word on this matter. He is the God that cannot lie. If God chooses to postpone the time of reaping or not to enforce this rule of reaping for a sinner, it is an act of mercy. It is certainly not because God is incapable or incompetent. Sometimes God in his mercy delays the reaping temporarily. Sometimes God gives mercy everlastingly because the sinful sower has submitted to God and trusted God, and because Jesus has reaped the punishment for the sinner. So it is not that the reaping was merely and forever nullified. The sinner sowed and the Savior reaped the punishment for the sinner's sin. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The wicked might sometimes say things like this, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face, he will never see it. And that comes from Psalm 10 and verse 11. The wicked might say, thou, referring to God, thou wilt not require it. And that comes from Psalm 10 and verse number 13, but God is not mocked. There shall never be a time when a sinner shall be able to rightly say about God that God failed to fulfill his word on this matter. No man shall ever be able to rightfully mock God for failure in this realm. No sinner shall ever be able to truthfully say that he got away with sin because God didn't catch him. No saint shall ever be able to truthfully say that he did good works that were never rewarded. This principle of sowing and reaping is so much of a characteristic way for God to work that there is a fitting title for him that is associated with this way of God. In Jeremiah chapter 51, God told of the judgment that he would send upon Babylon. Jeremiah 51 verse 56, the Bible says, because the spoiler is come upon her, even upon Babylon, and her mighty men are taken, every one of their bows is broken. For the Lord God of recompenses shall surely requite. Notice that title. The Lord God of recompenses. God is the God of requital. God is the God of remuneration. God is the God of reprisal, retaliation, retribution, revenge. It might be said that there shall be a payday someday. A person might say in his heart, I shall be his God, and I shall take revenge. But God said in Romans 12, verses 19 and 20, Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Let God be God. He shall not fail to fulfill his promises. Trust him. In due time, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Sometimes you might hear the word karma used to describe when someone has gotten punishment that another feels that he deserved to get. My advice to you is not to use that word. It seems that that word might have its roots in Hinduism and Buddhism and can even have a relation to the false doctrine of incarnation. Instead of speaking of karma, why not speak of the God that enforces the biblical principle of sowing and reaping? I have used two terms to describe ways that God works concerning this matter. One is reciprocal retribution, and the other reciprocal reward. Psalm 7, verses 15 and 16 says, He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. Psalm 9, verses 15 and 16 says, The heathen are sunk down into the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. God can make the wicked fall into the pit that he digs and to be caught in the snare that he has hidden. This is such a common way for God to work that the Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. He is the God of recompense. He is the God of repayment. He is the God of revenge. Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7 begins with these words, Be not deceived. Would any desire to deceive us about the matter of sowing and reaping? I believe that the devil would like to see us deceived. The worldly might like the principle to be untrue, and our own deceitful hearts might tell us that the principle is untrue. Our own deceitful hearts may work to convince us that just because we have sown, just because we have sown sin, we shall not reap sorrow. Proverbs chapter number 28 and verse 13 states, He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh him shall have mercy. If I remember it correctly, there was a story about boys that were planting cotton years ago, but they wanted to go fishing or swimming. They were supposed to plant all of the seed in a bag, but one of them buried the bag at the end of the row. What do you suppose happened to those buried seeds? Can you imagine a spot at the end of that row being thick with cotton stalks because so many seeds were buried in one spot? Be sure your sin will find you out. If you think that you have covered your sin, if you think that you have hidden your sin, don't think of it as hidden. Think of it as planted. And whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. In contrast to that, If you give as God leads you to give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Matthew 6:4 states, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Pray in a closet with the door shut. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Don't think of these things as hidden. Think of them as planted. Consider at this point, what you sow is important. Farmers reap the same things that they sow. If a man plants corn seed, then he reaps corn. If a man plants soybean seeds, he reaps soybeans. I farmed for a while. I did a little row cropping. And, of course, whatever I planted, that's what I got. If I got much of anything, but still, that's what I got. Farmers reap the same things that they sow. God has a way of making the fruit of retribution and the fruit of reward fitting for the seed sown. With the eye of faith, do you see the body of Haman hanging on the ridiculously high gallows? Gallows that were perhaps 75 feet high? Haman built those gallows for Mordecai and not for himself, but he hung upon those gallows. With the eye of faith, do you see Jacob as he realizes on the morning after his marriage that instead of getting Rachel, whom he had worked for 7 years, he got Leah, her sister? A switch had been pulled. Although the scripture does not give a detailed description of Jacob's immediate reaction, I suspect that he might have had tremendous turmoil within, deep disappointment, rage, questions, confusion. The trickster had been tricked. The deceiver that had lied to his own father had been deceived. Oh, the bitterness, oh, the pain that one might feel when he throws the boomerang of sin only to have it circle around it and strike him in the head. God is well able to make the man reap the same thing that he has sown. Secondly, farmers reap more than they sow. If the farmer did not reap more than he sowed, then why farm? If one simply put in one seed to receive one seed in return, then why even plant the seed? Why not just eat the seed? The farmer might reap 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, or more. Farmers reap more. What have you been sowing? Do you want a bumper crop of whatever it is that you have been sowing? Do you want a bumper crop of the seed of sin? Or do you want a bumper crop of the seed of righteousness? What have you been sowing? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Farmers reap the same things that they sow, and farmers reap more than they sow.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.